I understand this is the first travel competition for Viking Swim Club in 2 years or something.
Yeah,
like
it's been just about 2 years. And for me as head coach, it's the first swim meet for me personally.
Okay.
You know, we've had time trials. Mm-hmm. We've had virtual meets. But this was the first opportunity to be able to take some of our swimmers and head to another pool and have head-to-head competition. So that was it was a wonderful experience.
I imagine you and the swimmers pretty excited just to be back in that pool with others.
Absolutely, and it kind of reminded me of why we go to practice all the time. Yeah.
Any ones you want to highlight? Kids you want to highlight or
swim?
You know,
I would say just a brief mention to all of them. They mm-hmm. did so good.
Yeah, tell me who went. So.
So you bet. So Hokan Eddie was 9 years old, and he went and competed in multiple events, upwards of, I think I've got 8 or 9 here that he did, and either got first or second in pretty much everything that he swam in for his age group. I mean, it just, he did wonderful. Olivia Hind went and swam more long-distance events. One of the more grueling events that most of our swimmers do would be the 400 individual medley, and she swam that and took the medal in that one, so really proud of her. Simone and Charlotte Nielsen, Charlotte's 10 and Simone is 12. You know, again, they consistent improvements in their time across the board, whether it be from like the 50 breast or the 100 fly. They just did great. We had a couple of relays for the girls. They got together and really improved on their splits for both the medley relay and the free relay. Noah Pawick was especially impressive in the amount of time that he dropped off of some of his previous swims. And these are swims that aren't necessarily years old. These are just like maybe a month old from a time trial that we had in October. Mm-hmm. So significant drops. It was really neat. Noah was really proud. He one of his events is the 100 free. And a big milestone in that one is finishing in under 1 minute. And mm-hmm. for the first time, he broke 1 minute in nice. That. Trying to look at my sheet here, 59 seconds, 59.62.
Nice.
So he was really, really proud of that, and so was I. Logan and Lexi Tao also went. Lexi is 12 years old. Logan is 14. Lexi dominated her age group, getting first or second in just about every event that she swam in. I was most impressed with her breaststroke. Breaststroke is her strongest stroke, and she absolutely flew through the water in that. Logan did really, really well. He did a 500 free, dropped significant amounts of time on that long distance event. Really proud of that. Also, we had going with us Abby Warhatch. She's 13 years old. Abby swam a lot of different events, but really dominated in the 100 breast and the 100 freestyle. She did super good. And I would say across the board, all of these kids in their times, they either qualified for age group meet coming up in February or for Junior Olympics coming up later in the season. And these are time standards that the state sets. So, you know, it's not these meets are not open to just anyone. You have to meet certain time standards. And all of our swimmers on this trip did that.
Great. So is age groups the next thing, or do you have anything in January?
So in January, right now, we're tentatively trying to plan for a time trial here, okay. Just to kind of keep the kids sharp and focused. And then the next big away meet that we have would be age groups, okay? And that's going to be in Fairbanks, okay. And it is February the 18th.
Okay, so something to get ready for.
Absolutely.
Staying in the pool over the holiday break, I imagine.
Yeah, yeah,
motivation.
Practice
is going.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anything else you want to mention about this meet or Viking Swim Club at this point that we didn't talk about?
I guess the only thing I would say is I think being able to finally travel reminded all of us why we're in the pool day to day and why practice, consistent practice matters. You show up and practice hard and the results are going to pay off. I would also like to mention a couple of things that I was especially proud of for our swimmers, all 8 of them that went on this trip. We did a combined total of 66 different events that were swam by the 8 competitors. And out of those 66 events, we only had one disqualification. And that's incredibly impressive. So they swam clean. Mm-hmm. Their technique was wonderful. I was also so impressed with their sportsmanship. Incredible support for their teammates, but also good sportsmanship was shown to their competitors from other teams across the state of Alaska. And it was really heartening to see that. They impressed me on so many levels.